Okay, we're holding on Daf Lamed Bet. Erev and Daf Lamed Bet. We're at the very bottom of Lamed Aleph. Lamed Bet. That's two dots. Vim Amar La'achar L'kablo Himeno Harezeh Erev. You told a different person to come get your Erev for you. That's going to be a valid Erev. L'chush Dim Alom Matilev. Maybe he's not going to bring it to him. Kedamar Rav Chizda Be'omed V'Re'ehu. No, because when you stood and you saw that he was going to deliver it. Achanam Be'omed V'Re'ehu. Right? So like Rav Chizda said elsewhere in a different case, that if you stood and watched him, then it was legitimate. So here too, we're going to say that if you stood and watched him, it's legitimate. V'Lechosh Dima Lo Shakim V'Mene. Right? But maybe you should be concerned that the other guy is not going to take it from him. Kedam Rav Yechiel Chazaka Shaliach Oseh Shlichuto. Achanam Chazaka Shaliach Oseh Shlichuto. Right? But there, we're borrowing a principle that we saw from Rav Yechiel in a different place, that we have a Chazaka, that we assume that someone who's sent on a certain mission does his mission. So here too, if you told someone to take it, we assume that he's going to take it, and you can rely on that. And now, when we said, like what Rav Chizda said over there, and what Rav Yechiel said over there, what are we talking about? What was the case we're talking about? We're talking about the following case. Itmar, it was stated by the following. If you gave the truma to an elephant to bring it to a monkey, and it's not considered an Erev. But if a different person is supposed to receive it from the monkey, from the elephant, right, then it constitutes an Erev. But maybe you should be concerned that the elephant and the monkey didn't bring it to him. And so Rav Chizda says, no, because that's the case we're talking about. It's allowed there because you're standing and watching them. But maybe we should be concerned that the shaliach didn't actually take it from him. No, because we have a shaliach, that the shaliach is going to execute his shlichut. So Rav Nachman says, on a Torah level, we don't rely on this principle of shliach oseh shlichuto, right? We can only rely on it for a derabanan, but without double checking, you're going to make a deraita assumption that a person did a shlichut when you don't actually know if he did it. That's suffix. Michel Sofrim, chazak shliach oseh shlichuto. When it comes to a derabanan, though, we rely that the shliach executed his mission. Rav Sheshet Amar. So Rav Sheshet says, no, in either case, we assume that the shliach executed his mission. Amar Rav Sheshet, mina amina. So Rav Sheshet says, how do I know this to be the case? Tanan, mishkerev ha-omer, hutar ha-charash miyad, v'arachoki mutar mechatzor v'ayom ve'elach. Right, when it comes to the korban omer is bought on the second day of Pesach, and it permits all the new grain grown over that year. Right, so chadash is new grain grown that year, since the last bringing of the korban omer on the second day of Pesach. And if new grain was grown, that grain cannot be eaten until the Korban Omer is brought on the second day of Pesach. So once the Korban Omer is brought, your grain becomes mutter immediately. By the way, this is an issue that people are not really aware of. There's a svara to not follow it in Chutz La'aretz. Debate about the strength of that svara, but it is common practice not to follow in Chutz La'aretz. But in Eretz Yisrael, it's certainly chayev to maintain the laws of Chodesh. So if you have grain that is grown before Pesach, and Pesach has not yet come to be matre, you're not allowed to eat that grain. That applies, we don't realize this in Eretz Yisrael, but that applies actually to a lot of grains that are brought in from Chutz La'aretz, right? American grain products that are grown over the winter, very problematic to eat them here before the Korban Omer would have been brought. Now, even though we don't have a Korban Omer today, it's just that the following day, they all become mutter automatically, even without the bringing of the Korban. It's a real problem, not a lot of people realize this. Detanan, okay, so we learned in a Mishnah, so that once the Korban Omer is brought, everyone is allowed to do it. And if you're far away and you don't know when the Korban Omer was brought, you can assume that by Chatzot it would have been brought. So you can rely on that. On a Deoraita level, you can rely on the fact that the Korban Omer was brought, and then you can start eating your grain, even though it would be Asur Deoraita. Now, you're allowed to rely on the fact that the Korban Omer was brought on a Deoraita level, right? So can't you rely that messengers do their responsibilities? Rav Nachman Hatam Kirtami Tama. Rav Nachman would reject that proof, right? Because he says the reason you're allowed to do that there is because of the following. Because we know that the Beitin, they're not lazy, they're going to go and take care of it. So I know that by Chatzot I'm allowed to eat it. I'm relying on the Beitin, I'm not just relying on a Stam Shaliach. Right? And some say that Rav Nachman wasn't just rejecting Rav Sheshet's proof, rather he was bringing a proof for him. He was saying, we davka learn from there my shita, right? That davka beitin isn't mit'atzel, but a normal shaliach, well, he might be lazy. Rav Sheshet amr lecha, okay, so then, if this is being used as a proof for Rav Nachman, and not as a proof for Rav Sheshet, how would Rav Sheshet now respond to the svara of Rav Nachman, right? Because Rav Nachman just had to reply to the svara of Rav Sheshet, who relied to the beitin, by saying, yeah, that's a beitin, not a shaliach. But now Rav Nachman's using it as a proof for him. It seems to even imply that only the beitin and not a shaliach. So what would Rav Nachman say? What would Rav Sheshet say there? Beitin anpal yedi yoma shaliach kula yoma. Yeah. meaning we use the word of atzilut, meaning they're not going to be lazy. So we assume that they did it, it just may not be as quickly. That's why that you're allowed to do ad chatzot hayom, meaning isn't that odd? We davka give chatzot hayom, because we assume they did it early, but when it comes to a normal shaliach, just give them all day, and you assume by the end of the day it's done. Amar Rav Sheshet, minami, unless Rav Sheshet suggests another proof that that he tries to suggest a proof without Rav Nachman having a rejection to it. It's Anya. If a woman has responsibilities when it comes to a childbirth or a ziva, right? She saw an abnormal flow of blood, so she has to bring a korban. And sometimes they wouldn't bring a korban, but they would just bring money, and that money would be put toward a korban, but they wouldn't really be there. They would just kind of leave the money. Right? So she could bring the money and leave it in the box, and then go to the mikvah, and then eat kachim in the evening. But how does she know that they used that money and executed their responsibilities? My time, because we should assume that a shaliach, a messenger, performs his responsibilities. For Rav Nachman, no, because we have a chazaka that the Beit Din of Kohanim there don't leave their responsibilities until all the money is used up. So we trust the Beit Din of Kohanim to not leave until all the money is used. That doesn't mean we trust the Stam Shaliach. Okay, another proof that Rav Sheshet tries to bring. The Tanya, we learned in the Braita. Somebody says to his friend, right, you can go take figs from my fig tree. So you can eat them in an unfixed manner, because if you just eat pick things off a tree and eat them in an unfixed manner, you don't have to bring Tumah and Meiser for them. However, if you want to eat them in a set manner, then you have to bring Meiser on them the way that you would take Meiser on food that you know for a fact did not have Meiser on them. Meaning, there's Demai, which is Suffolk, which has a unique way of bringing Meiser, but here you have to take Meiser as if you're sure that there is no here you have to take Meiser as if you are sure that the Balabayit did not take Truma and Meiser on them. But if he says that you can fill up a basket of figs from my fig trees, and then you can eat them casually, and then when you take the Meisers on them, you have to take Meiser like you would do if you're not sure whether the Balabayit took proper Truma and Meisers, because he said to fill up your basket. Now, what case are we talking about? Be'am ha'aretz, right? If the Balabayit was an Am ha'aretz, and we're concerned that maybe he didn't take Trumot Meiser. But according to Rebbe, he says, but if he's a chaver, if he's someone who's trusted to be following halacha, then you can just eat, and you have no concern that he's not taking Trumot Meiser, or that he wouldn't tell you to go eat those figs unless he had already taken Truma and Meiser. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, but made from Mamurim, but Am Haaretz, Ava Bachaver, Eino Ochel Achi Aser. No. What we're talking about here is an Am Haaretz. That's why we're treating it like Demai. However, if it was a Chaver, if it was someone who's halachically reliable, we're sure that he didn't take Meiser. You definitely have to take Meiser, right? Even if he tells you to fill up a full basket and he's a Chaver, you have definitely to take Meiser. Lo Nichshelu Chaverim, Lachom Shalom Mukaf, because Chaverim were halachically reliable, we don't assume that they took Meiser from a different pile of produce onto the pile of produce that you're going to, because that's not a halachic thing to do. He's not allowed to do that, and we don't suspect that Chaverim are doing it. So we're sure he didn't take Meiser from this. Amar Rebbe Nirin Dvarim Devrei Abba. So, and then Rebbe says, you know, my words are preferable to the words of Abba, who's Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. Mutav Sheichshedu Chaverim Litrom, because I would rather suspect that that Chaverim, that halachically reliable people would I would rather suspect that they would be Torim Shalom and Amukaf, right? That they would take trumas from foods that are elsewhere. I would sooner say that than to say that the chaver, halachically reliable person, was feeding this Am Haaretz untithed produce. Meaning, you already have to say something about this chaver. You're either saying this halachically reliable person took truma from a different food, which was not proper, or you're saying that he's intentionally feeding untithed produce to an Am Haaretz. I would much rather not say that about him, right? So so Rebbe assumes that that he just took it from elsewhere. Ad kan lo pligi ela de, now how is this a proof of Rav Sheshet? Ad kan lo pligi ela de mar savar nichshedu, mar savar lo nichshedu. So the only machloket that exists between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel is whether or not what we suspect that a chaver would or wouldn't do. Aval kulei alma chazak shliach osle shilchuto. However, everyone agrees that at least in principle, the Balabayit could have been relied upon to take Truma and Maestro. We just don't know if he's not if we're not going to be choshed him for taking it from a different place, then this, it's an external problem. But it's not that we have a problem with, we don't think he did a shlichut, we assume that he did do a shlichut, it's just we have an external problem if that shlichut has halachic problems. But they seem to both agree, Rabbi and Rav Shimon Gamliel, that we rely on a shlich to do his shlichut. For Rav Nachman, hatam kedor Rav China chuzah, dam Rav China chuzah, chazaka hu al chaver, she'eno moti devar, she'eno mitukah, mitachad yado. So what would Rav Nachman respond to that? No, it's like Rav Chanina chuzah said that when it comes to a chaver, halachically reliable person, we have a chazaka that he's not going to give anything that's not proper food to anyone, right? So because we have that chazaka by him, we're assuming that he's not going to give something that isn't proper food to an Amah Aretz, right? It's not because all shlichim are assumed to have done their shlichut, rather he particularly is not going to feed someone usher food. Amar ma, bramit varim amurim. So now we're going to define what exactly, what are the specifics of the case we're dealing with, right? Be'am ha'aretz, ava b'chaver, ochav enutzarech la'aser divrei Rebbe. So what we said was that we're talking about the case of an Ama Aretz, right? And that's why we treat it like Demai if he tells you to fill up a basket, because we don't know if he tithed this food. However, if we're talking about a Chav, if we're talking about a halakhically reliable person, then you can just go ahead and eat. You assume that he tithed his produce, and that is the Shita of Rebbe. Hi, Ama Aretz, the Kamar Leman. Now, who did the Ama Aretz give it to? That's a good question. We assume that it's that the case where you have to do tithes, right, like a demai, is the case when Ama Aretz gives it to you. Now, who's he giving it to? Yilim with Kamar La Ama Aretz Chavre Masrin Demai Mitzayit. Right? If you want to say that the Ama Aretz is giving it to another Ama Aretz, who exactly are you instructing here? No one's listening. They're Amaratz, and they don't listen to Hilchot Truon Maestro. So who are you instructing that you should take? You're telling an Ama Aretz to take Meiser on a food that we don't know if it has proper tithes because it belongs to an Ama Aretz who we don't trust to take proper tithes, but you're telling an Ama Aretz to take it. It doesn't make any sense. El Ama Aretz is the Kamar Lechaver. So the Ama Aretz is rather telling a Chaver. The Ama Aretz owns it, and we have to. And the Chaver who's taking it is taking tithes on it like it's Demai. Ema Seifa. Well, if that's the case, look at the Seifa, because then you have a problem. Near in Zvarim and Divrei Abba, Rabbi Yehuda says, my Svara is more, or my reason reasoning is preferable to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's. Mutav shir shiru chaverim litram shalom enemukav vayachil le'ame ha'aretz tvalim. Better that we suspect the chaver of tithing produce from a different pile of food, and not that we suspect the chaver of feeding an Ama Aretz tevel. But wait one second. Ama Aretz, my bay hatam. What's that Ama Aretz doing there? Right? We just said he was giving it to a chaver, but now Rabbi Huda says that we don't suspect a chaver to be giving an Ama Aretz untithed foods. He's not supposed to be an Ama Aretz, it's supposed to be a chaver. That's how we just established the mitzvah, the Mishnah. Amar Ravina, Reshiv Ama Aretz, Shamar Lachaver, Seifa, Shamar Ama Aretz, Vechaver, Acher Shomo. No, here's the case we're talking about. First of all, the Reisha is talking about an Ama Aretz, and he says this to a chaver, right? He lets the chaver go in and eat. So what are we talking about? The case of the Seifa that talks about giving it to an Ama Aretz. Seifa b'chaver she'amar la'am ha'aretz. Well, that's the Seifa is talking about a halachically reliable person who gives his food to an Am Ha'aretz, but an additional person, a chaver, hears that he's giving it to him, and now the chaver wonders what to do. That second chaver is wondering what to do. Basically, you have a chaver who sees a chaver tell an Am Ha'aretz that he can take from his food. Is that second chaver supposed to assume that the chaver is feeding the Am Ha'aretz tithed food or untithed food? That's the case we're talking about. Rebbe Savar Oto Chaver Ochel Ve'enu Tzarech La'aser. Devadai Isure Maaser Hu Chaver Kame Iluve. Right? So the Rebbe says that the second chaver does not have to take tithes because he can assume that the first chaver took tithes. Right, and he can be confident that they had the proper Truman Meiser. Rabban Shimon Gamliel Omer Lo Yachal Ad Sheyaser. Shimon Gamliel says no, you have to take tithes. Lefisha Lo Nichshdu Chaverim Litrom Shalom in a Mukav, because we don't suspect that Chaver took tithes from a different place. VaAmar Le Rebbe Mutav Shichshdu Chaverim Litrom Shalom in a Mukav Al Yachilu Ame Aretz Tefalim. And Rebbe says, I would rather suspect him of taking Truma from elsewhere as opposed to feeding an Ame Aretz Isser food. V'Maikam Miflegi. Now, what are they arguing about? Rebbe Savar Nichle Le Chaver De Le Aved Hu Isura Kalila. So Rebbe holds that I would rather say that a chaver would sooner violate a minor prohibition than cause a different person to violate a major prohibition. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Savar Nichle Lechaver Deliavid Ama Aretz Isura Raba Ve'iu Afilu Isura Kalidu Deliavid. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says no. A properly halachically reliable person would rather not violate anything, and would sooner have an Ama Aretz violate something big before he himself would violate even something minor. Okay, new Mishnah. Not no be Elon Lamala mea Asara Tvachim, Enuve Eruv, Lamata Masara Tvachim, Eruve Eruv, not no before, Afilo Amok mea Ama, Eruve Eruv. Right? So if we put it on a tree that was 10 Tvachim high, it's not an Eruv, lower than 10 Tvachim, then it is an Eruv. Right? If you put it in a pit, even if that pit is 100 Amot deep, it is considered an Eruv. Yati Vrubichia, Bar Abba, Rabbi Yasi, Rav Nachman. Of Barnata and Viyati Rav Nachman Gabaihu Viyati Vikamer. They all sat together and said as follows: Hi Elon the Kai Hecha. Where is this tree that we're talking about? Elon the Kai Shudi Yachid Malid the Mala Malid the Mata Shudi Yachid Olad Vakia. If we're talking about it's in a private domain, then what does it matter if it's over or lower than 10 Tvachim? Right, the Shudi Yachid is a private domain. It's one private domain that goes up to the heavens. Right, so who cares? We care about how about Tvachim in a private domain. Ve'ela the Kai Brishut Rabim Dem Kavet Kave and Lishbod Hecha. Right, but if it's in the public domain, where exactly are you intending on acquiring your shvita? Where are you intending on spending Shabbos? If you're sitting up at the top of the tree, then you and your eruv in one place, that's not a problem. Rather, it must be that you intend to dwell on Shabbat on the bottom, and your eruv is up on top in a public domain. But still, you have a problem. Meaning, the only way that this mission makes sense if it's talking about a person who's dwelling in an area on the ground floor, and then there's an eruv on a tree in the Rishut HaRabim that's 10 tzvachim high. That's the only way this Mishnah makes sense. But still, you're using this tree. You're not allowed to use a tree on Yom Tov, right? Le'olam dekai b'shut rabim, v'netkaven lishbot lamata, v'rebi hi damar kol davar shu mishum shu, lo gazer elav b'nesh mashon. Yeah, you were right about the qualification of the case. We're talking about a case where you're in the Rishut HaRabim, where the tree is in the Rishut HaRabim, and it's 10 tefachim high, but it's Rebbe's shita, and Rebbe says that anything that is a shvut, an isra derabanan, they didn't make a gzera against doing it in Benish Mashot. So if you acquire your shvita in Benish Mashot, you acquire your area for Shabbat, Benish Mashot, as Shabbat is beginning, and the only problem is that you're using an ilan, you're using a tree, that's fine, because it's isra derabanan, it's Benish Mashot, and there's no gzera. Amar lehu Rav Nachman, yashar v'chein amar Shmuel, amrulei, patir tu ba kulei hai. So Rav Nachman says, like, kol hakavod, that's the Shmuel had the exact same svara in terms of understanding this Mishnah, and they said him, wow, did you really analyze it that scrupulously? Inu nami hachi kapatri ba. What an odd statement to make. Everyone is analyzing it very scrupulously. It wasn't like one side analyzed it better than the other, right? They were all kind of trying to break down the Mishnah. Ela hachi amrlu ka baitu le begemara amrle in. Right. So we weren't asking if you analyzed it thoroughly. We were asking, are you giving over this interpretation of the Mishnah now as our Gemara? Meaning, are you integrating this interpretation as a proper understanding that you're perpetuating in our Masorah? Itmar Namri similarly stated, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Hacha Be'ilan Ha'omeid B'Rushut HaRabim Maskinen. We're talking about a tree that was standing in the Rushut HaRabim, Gavo Asar V'Rachav Arba, and it was 10 Tvachim high, and four Tvachim wide, and Tkavet Lishbot Lamata, and you planned on acquiring your Shabbat residence at the bottom, V'Rebihi, and we follow Rebbe, Rebbe, the Amar called Devar Shu Mishum Shivut Lo Gazru Alav Benish Mashot. Right, that anything that is prohibited because of an Isra Derabanan is not a problem during Ben Hashmashot. There, we allow you to do it. I'm going to stop here.